Hello.
Hi, Sebastian.
Hello.
This is Nikki calling back. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you well. I don't know why you cannot hear me. I don't understand.
Yep, I can hear you earlier. But yep, anyways, thank you so much. I just ended a call and give you a call back. So I hope this we will not have any issues again, okay?
Okay.
All right. So yep, thank you so much for confirming your business name. So yep, your business name, that would be, we have here RYB Electric LLC, correct?
All right.
Okay, and the address that I have on here, that's 4 Elm Street, Lake Hopatcong, New Jersey, 07849.
All right.
All right, and is this a home address or an office location?
This is office location.
Office location, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
It's 19,041. You just need the 5 digits, right? Right? Or you need the whole thing, the whole
I need
number.
the whole thing for your business license number.
Okay, so one second. Just give me 1 minute. Okay, so is, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So it's 34 EB 0190 4100.
Okay, so I got here 34EB0190 4100.
All right.
Okay, and I'm gonna go ahead and have it here. Do you have the expiration date?
Yes, it's March 27, 2027.
Gotcha. That's 27th of March, 2027.
Hello.
Thank you so much for this, Sebastian. And now, let me see. Are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Google Heavy Rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay?
No, I don't want, no, I don't really like sharing my address.
Yep, that's okay.
Because I don't
You can
want
go
people
ahead.
looking. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and hide your address, okay?
Yeah. I don't, because people drive up, you know. I don't want
Gotcha. All right. No worries about that. Let's hide your address. But I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah, of
Okay.
course.
All right. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 973-634-0859?
Correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, Sebastian, that I got here your correct email address, and that would be rybelectric@theoutlook.com.
Correct.
Okay. I see that you don't have a Gmail email. Do you have any Gmail email account or Gmail emails? Is this
Yes,
actually
yes,
needed?
yes.
Okay.
I don't have a Gmail email, no.
You didn't have a Gmail email. Will you be able to create a Gmail email? Because this is needed for your Google Business Profile access and verification.
Yeah, hopefully. I just try it about a couple years ago and something went wrong. This is why I opened up with Outlook, but I can't keep Outlook email as a primary.
Okay, let me see. So you tried to create a Gmail email before, but it's not letting you.
I mean, I did something wrong. The point is that I want it to be off by the electric, and I did, but it either was issue with setting it up. I forgot something. I think I forgot the password or something, and it didn't let me in. And then, you know, and I just opened up with Outlook at the moment.
Okay. so you don't have any access already to your old Gmail email.
No, I don't even have one. I don't have it. I don't think I have it.
All right. And let me see. Do you already have a business website?
Yes, I do. But like I discussed with Bay, you guys should make me one.
Gotcha. Yep. If you don't have any access, he actually left a note for me that you do have a website in your Google Business Profile. You don't have any access to your domain. So, yep, we can create a new domain name for you, and we can create a new website. Okay? So let's go ahead and pull up some website URL options for you to choose from, Sebastian, okay? Let me see. I always suggest that you'll have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So let me check if the RYB Electric is available. Just one moment.
For the website.
Okay. Yep. For your website, are you okay with RYBElectric.net, or do you really want to have the LLC on it? Like RYBElectricLLC.com or RYBElectric.net?
No, I think it's easier if people find me. They know. They're not going to remember LLC, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So I think it's...
So are you okay with RYBElectric.net? Because .com is not available.
Yeah. It's not why.
Okay. So let's do rybelectric.net as your domain name, okay?
Why .com doesn't, it's not.
Because for some cases, .com may actually be already taken out. Some people already use that. On your old domain name, was it rybelectric.com or no?
Yes.
Oh, so that's it. So you, because you have the rybelectric.com before, we cannot purchase it now because it was already taken by you before. So that's the reason why the only available that we have is rybelectric.net.
Yeah, but I don't want it. I don't want it like this. I want a .com. I don't...
If you want a .com, if you have your old domain name, which is rybelectric.com, we can work on creating a new layout for that domain. But as what Dave left a note here, that you don't have any access to your domain, right? But we actually need access to your domain name so we can work on the website. And since you don't have any access, then the next thing that we can do is... we can help you create a new domain name and have a website from there. Or would you like to do rybelectricllc.com instead?
I don't know. I would like rybelectric.
Okay, so you only want to do rybelectric.
And my question is that if I pick LLC, can I in the future change this? If the domain expires on the other one, can I change from net to .com? Or can I rename on the website? Or if we pick the name, it stays this way. I can't change it.
For that, as long as it's going to be available on the system, we can actually get that .com, but let us know. I will have to check it with our team. Okay? Just one moment.
Okay.
I will get back to you when it comes to this once I'll hear from my team if that would be possible. Okay, I'm just going to leave a message from our website team just real quick. Okay, so if ever, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm checking it with our website team if your request is going to be possible, okay? Because I didn't want to give you wrong information.
Okay. Hello?
Yep. All right, so I'm letting our team know, and I will let you know once I hear from them, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I will not finalize yet the domain name since we don't have a domain name for a moment. And while waiting for my team to respond to that, let's talk about the website that you would like, okay? So
okay.
What brand colors would you like on your website?
What do you mean?
What colors
what
do you want
mean?
On your website?
Colors?
Yes.
I mean, when you go on my old website, you can see I have a logo that I would like to match. Can you access my old website? They said you were capable, and you're going to have the color. It's black and, like, yellowish cream. Not yellow, but, like, can
yeah,
you
like,
access my old?
Yep, I'm actually checking it right now. I just want to make sure that this is your website. Okay, let me check the phone number. You don't have any access to this domain, right?
No, I'm trying to obtain it, but whoever created it, they are not responsible.
Okay. Just let me check it here. Okay. All right, so I see it here now. I was able to pull up your website.
Okay.
So I see the colors. So you wanted to keep the same color?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just note it here. We wanted to keep the same color to your website. You don't remember already the one who created the website? You don't have any...
I know who is GoDaddy, but the domain was done through Prompt Marketing, and I got rid of them because they just stopped being unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to. I did write an email just recently to them, and I'm talking with GoDaddy to obtain the domain, but they tell me it's got to be done through Trumpet Marketing.
Gotcha.
They have to do, but like
okay.
I'm in the process, you know. I really don't know.
Okay. How about this? Okay. So yep, not a problem then. I just received a response from my team. Sebastian, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, that would be possible. We can have the other domain name for now, and if ever you want to change it in the near future, just let us know so we can change it for you.
Okay.
Okay. So once this RYBelectric.com is going to be available and you want us to have that, then we can work on it, actually. All right. So let me just note it here that you wanted to keep the same color. And also, if you'll be able to get access to that, if you'll hear from that marketing company, let us know. We can also work with that. We can, as long as you have the domain access, we can work with the website. Okay?
Okay.
So for now, since we'll be creating a new layout for you and we will need a domain name, what do you prefer? Do you want to do the rybelectricllc.com or rybelectric.net?
That's
okay, so I will have rybelectricllc.com as your domain name for now, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me have this. And actually, if ever you liked the domain name and you wanted to keep it, if ever you cancel your services with us, you can keep this for $99. But for now, I'm going to have this for you temporarily for us to be able to create a website. All right. So I'm noting it here that we'll be keeping the same brand colors that you have on your old website. Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
What do you need special offers?
Like, do you have any 10% discount for your clients, like 10% discount for veterans?
Yeah, 10% discount for the first customer.
Okay, 10% discount for the first customers?
Yes.
Okay. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
What do you mean?
Like, what are your top 3 to 6 services? For example, the services that you offered are electrical services, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your top services that you offer? Is it going to be like electrical wiring or electrical repairs or installations?
Installations, repair, emergency service.
So you do here electrical repairs, electrical installation, and electrical emergency service. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me note that. All right. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you wanted to be displayed in your website?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have reviews from Yelp and these or Facebook, and do you want to put it on your website?
I haven't intentioned yet. Yes.
Okay. If you don't have any reviews from them for now, that would be okay. We can add it anytime.
No, I haven't Angie. Yes.
Oh,
Angie,
you have from Angie?
I have a Yelp.
Okay,
yes,
sounds
Angie
good.
Yes, Angie, networks.
Let me go ahead and pull up your Angie's, because Dave loves
some of them were moved from Angie to, from Google to Angie. Some of them were not.
Okay, so you do have from Yelp and Angie's and the other networks. So can you provide me the other links for those reviews so we can add it to your website?
What do you mean?
Like, can you provide me the link for, let me go ahead and try to check if I can access your Yelp page. If I can see your Yelp page, okay? Just one moment.
I have only
oh,
two.
I think I see
have
your,
only two.
Uh-huh. I see your Yelp now, so we can, do you want me to include it here on your website?
What is it?
Do you want to include your Yelp reviews on your website?
Yes.
Okay. Let's work with this. All right, sounds good. I just want to make sure that I'm pulling up the correct Yelp account. I mean, Yelp page here is your 859. Okay. Oh, wow, you have good reviews. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have any videos?
I have a question. I have one review on Google.
Mm.
That is like 2-star review, and it's kind of not true. I have all of the proof that the work was done, the customer was, it's just that kind of guy. This guy is that kind of guy. If you go on his Google profile, you can see that he leaves bad reviews for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a service, 4 days, he signed off, he was happy. But then 4 days later, he started threatening me if I don't return the money that I charged him for, he will put a bad review. And, it was kind of my first time experience in this kind of stuff. So I kind of said, listen, I'm not going to do any business with you because that's not fair. And he got all offended. He left that review. You know, I did a good job for him, but it was kind of I learned too. Don't set up prices over the phone, you know, have people sign off, invoice before I do any work. But that back then, you know, I kind of trusted people and I suffer. Is it possible we can remove that review?
Gotcha.
Somehow?
All right.
Because
yeah,
it really bothers me.
Okay.
It really bothers me because it's not true. You know what I mean? I have all the truth. I even, you know, it's just I was shocked. Well, is there any way to help me out?
Yep. So I will let our Google team know that you want to take out the review. I'm actually checking the reviews in your Google Business profile for now. Was that the one that from Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Let me just go ahead and have this. All right. So I will let our Google team know. Anyways, I will ask you later to add this as manager to your Google Business profile so we can work on your account. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so this one from Greg, we will be taking out these reviews. I will ask our Google team if that will be possible. Anyways, we will try our best to work on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me just left a message.
I know. I have to, I, the point is that I would do something wrong.
Yeah, yep.
You actually have.
As I'm checking your Google Business profile right now, you have a very good reputation. You got 40 good reviews. So that's a total of 40 reviews and 4.9 stars. So I think the one from Greg, is just the only one that you got a low star. So.
Yeah. And it's kind of a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lie. So just.
Gotcha.
Well.
All right, so I will have our Google team work on that, okay? All righty. And also, Sebastian, do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your site?
You know, I don't know if we, I mean, you know, I don't, you would need me to send you pictures, right? No way. Would you to post?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. I would just need to know which email, and I would include like before picture, after picture.
Gotcha.
You know.
Because anyways, I'm going to ask you if you would like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your website. And since you opened it up, we're going to go ahead and include it in your website, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So you can send it to us through email, or you can upload them to your dashboard or through your local Splash app. Have you already checked your dashboard or your local Splash app or not yet?
I kind of did. My wife is kind of looking into this because she's going to be the one actually, you know, working on it, working with you people, putting the pictures I did, but not like completely yet.
Okay. That's all right. We will be notified once you upload photos on the dashboard. And if you would like to send it through email, you can also send it through an email. You can send it to support or photos at local/.com.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. And, yep, thank you so much for that. Let me just go ahead and check your dashboard real quick because I want to make sure that the photos went through successfully. Okay. So we can work on that on your account. Let me see. Oh, for now, I didn't see any photos yet. So if ever you have time, you can always upload photos anytime, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. And let me see. Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
What does that mean?
Like, would you like your customers to be able to be able to pay on your site directly, like through PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, credit or debit card?
Yes, I have a setup with Clover through my bank. I don't know. Yeah, through Zelle, yes, it would be my phone number, and I have through a bank, like an asset credit card.
Okay.
I apply 0% fee.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you would like to enable online payments in your website, if you would like to integrate payment on your site, to make this possible, to make this possible, Sebastian, you will need to make sure that you have your business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used in your website. And don't worry, it's going to be simple instructions. We're going to send you an email, and as soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you. Okay? How about I'll send you an email instead, and if you wanted to integrate payment in your website, you can respond to the email. Would that work for you?
I mean, you know, the point is I'm on a job site right now. Can we do it in a process way? For now,
yeah,
just my phone number, my email.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and meantime, it progresses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can include my website. We accept all payment methods with credit cards. We charge extra 3%, but that's something. I don't know if that's what people usually do, or just it's better to just say, hey, we accept all payment methods. And later, when I deal with the customer, I can tell them, I don't know which way is better, you know. I don't know.
Well, yep. Anyways, I'm going to ask you the payment methods that you do accept so we can note it here. Like, for example, you mentioned about you accept credit cards, debit cards also?
Yes, we accept.
So you do cards, you do cash and checks?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned about Venmo and Zelle?
It's only Zelle, not Venmo.
Oh, not Zelle. Oh, okay. So for now, you do cash, cards, checks, and Zelle, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I'll note it here that we will add on the website the payments that you do accept. All right. And also, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
What do you think? Is that a good way of doing things? What do you think?
Yep, it's actually a good idea for booking. So when clients are looking on your website and they want to book on that moment, they can actually book on your calendar. So how it works, Sebastian, is your customers will book for a time on the calendar and you will receive a notification with the details and you will confirm the appointment. So you will receive an email with the booking request details.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to enable that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that is actually helpful. It can help you as long as it's possible for you to get leads, then let's work with that, okay?
Yep.
And are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, blogs or AI chat widget?
What do you think? Is that a good answer? And who would discuss to this? AI would have a conversation with people?
Yep. Like, for example, like some frequently asked questions, it is actually a good feature, but if you're not comfortable, we can skip it for now and you can add this feature later.
Well, I'm trying to think.
You'll try adding it now, and if ever you don't like it, we'll take it out for you.
Yeah, we can remove it, right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. You want to do the AI chat widget? And are there any websites that you like, Sebastian, and what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it as a reference, so you haven't really checked anyone's website at all.
No, not
really. That's okay. Our team actually created a good website, and if ever you have any concerns, just let us know. And also, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
I don't know what contact is. Whatever would make my business successful, whatever would be your recommendation,
mm-hmm. All right.
I would.
Do you have affiliations with BBB?
I don't know.
All right. That's okay. We can skip this for now. And also, Sebastian, where do you want your license number to show? We always put it on footer. Are you okay with that?
Where?
Put on footer.
On Twitter?
Yes, footer. Or do you want us to put it on like hero or banner on your website, like a banner?
Whatever makes it successful, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Whatever makes it look nice, correct?
Yeah, more of a
okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, the reason why I highly suggest with the footer by default, because that is more professional. So let's work with that, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I don't know. With time, maybe I will ask for improvements, but for now, I would like to just see. You have my logo access, right? You can include my logo on it, like you see on the old website.
Yes, I do see your logo on your old website, but will you be able to send a copy?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm noting it here that we will be using your logo.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to use your logo. All right. And also, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, with their design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them so I can block their calendar, or would you like to check your website first?
Let's check the website first, see how things will work out, and then, you know, see you.
Mm-hmm. So you want to check your website first, and if ever you have any concerns and if you want to book a call with our team, just let us know anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now let's set up your call tracking. So your call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool, Sebastian, tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, and let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? All right.
Okay.
So the phone number that we have for you, Sebastian, we can't have the number that starts with 973 because it is not available, but we are using the overlay number that would be the 862. Okay, that is going to be the overlay that we have. So the phone number that we have for you, that is going to be the 862-421-2377. Are you okay with this phone number?
But what does that mean? I don't understand.
Okay, good question. So this number, Sebastian, is going to be your call tracking. That means to say we will be promoting your business. We will be promoting your marketing campaign with this phone number because this is endorsed by Google itself, okay? So this tracking number will work like they will call you and you will be able to track your leads on your dashboard. And also the call tracking number will help you filter out spam calls.
Okay, but I don't understand how that's going to work. I don't understand. Is how is that going to, because I have my phone number associated with the business. I have to open up this new phone. How is that going to?
No. So this is how it works. Your phone number, we will set up the call tracking number. So when people are going to call you with the 862-421-377, all the calls will still go directly to your number.
Okay.
And 0859. Yes.
But I would see they would be represented with the 862 something, right?
Yes. So they will be calling this number. Since this is endorsed by Google itself to track your calls, and we will be able to help you track your leads also, and it will filter out spam calls. So when people are calling you this, you will see on your phone that the one calling is like a lead, local Splash lead.
Okay.
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 So are you okay with this phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, Sebastian, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling RYB Electric LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yeah, but when would I have to, can you charge me through the credit card I gave you on my next billing payment, or how would it work?
Okay, if you would like for us to process this today so we can work on the professional recording, we can do that, and if it would be okay for you, then we can charge the one-time fee of only $19 today. Would that work?
Well, and with which credit card, the one that's on file?
Yeah, the one that is already on file.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. I would like a female voice.
Okay, so we will charge you today with $19 one-time fee with a card that we have already on file. Do you approve?
Okay.
Okay, all right, so I will let our team know so we can work on that. So you want to do a female voice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear a female voice.
My wife is the owner.
Okay, and a female also sounds like a secretary, correct? Oh, your wife is the owner of the business. Wow, it's a woman-owned company.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right.
Correct, maybe we can put something like this on the web.
Yes, yes. I'm going to notify that this is a woman-owned company, and we'll be putting it on the website. Okay, sounds good. Okay, and let me
see. The 862 number you send me, I should put in my contact as a local slash lead, right?
Correct.
This way, when you call me, I'm... Okay.
Yeah, so when potential clients will call you, you will know that the one calling is the local splash lead. All right. And
okay. Let
me see. Are you familiar with Google Workspace?
When should I? So when I should be expecting? How can I save this number?
Oh, anyway, you will receive a message with the phone number that we have.
Yeah, I'm trying to put it in my contact, but I'm trying to. This way, hold on. Let me do it like this. What should I put?
Local slash lead.
Okay, I got it.
All right, sounds good. And let me see. Are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
Google Workspace. No.
Yes. Okay. So Google Workspace, Sebastian, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So So you have a domain name that is the one that we just temporarily got, that or rybelectricllc.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says Sebastian@rybelectricllc.com or info@rybelectricllc.com or office or your wife's name at rybelectricllc.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your Grow Toolkit, you can always add it anytime. Okay?
Yeah, I will hold on with this.
All right, yeah, you can hold on with this, and if ever your rybelectric.com is already available, and if you want to add a username for that for the Google Workspace, let us know anytime.
Okay.
All right, and now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I don't know how to answer.
Okay. I can help you with that.
Okay.
How about this? Do you want it to be found first with a keyword electrician?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, Sebastian, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under your service that you offer. Okay. I'm going to read to you the keywords.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you these keywords. Let me know if you are okay with these keywords, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So the ones that I have here, I'm going to read to you the keywords. Let me know if you provide a service or not, and if you are okay with the keywords.
Okay.
Okay. So I have here electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, residential electrician, commercial electrician, emergency electrician, electrical wiring, electrical repairs, electrical installations, electrical panel installation, main panel upgrades, circuit breaker replacement, electrical outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, lighting installation, ceiling fan insulation, generator insulation, backup generator repair, surge protection installation, and EV charger installation.
Backup generator installation, you mean?
Backup generator repair.
With the gen... No.
Okay, I'm going to take it out.
And generator, take it out too.
Okay. Generator installation, I'm going to take. Gotcha. Take out all the generator. How about the surge protection installation? Are we going to take this out or going to
keep it? Yes. No, keep it.
Okay, I'm going to keep it. How about the EV charger installation?
Keep it.
Okay. So all of those that I have mentioned, are you okay or do you want me to take out anything from the list?
Yes, I'm okay.
Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Home additions?
Like
new
electrical
construction?
For, okay, electrical service for
home
additions?
Yes. And new construction means I would... Remodel bathrooms or kitchen, you know, we can include this too.
Okay, bathroom remodels and kitchen remodels, correct?
Kitchen remodels, yep. Yep.
Okay, what else?
What else? Pools, hot tubs installation.
Pools, like a pool, a swimming pool, and hot tub installation?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yep. I don't know if that would go under one of the categories you already picked, or this is something we can put as a...
Okay.
Separate.
I just want to make sure that we get the correct keywords for your service, like the kitchen and bathroom remodels. Is it going to be like kitchen electrical remodeling?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure that we get it correctly. And also bathroom electrical remodeling, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And for the new construction, let me see, is it going to be new construction electrician and home addition electrical
yes.
wiring?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
We can also include temporary services.
Like temporary services, temporary electrical services?
Yeah, like you start a new job, right, construction, and what you can do is you got to provide a temporary service for that job so workers have power. So that's a good way to create contact, good way to, you know, obtain jobs.
Okay.
Hello?
Let me add that. Yep. Let me add it here. Temporary electrical services, correct? That's the keyword that we will add.
Correct.
Okay. And I have here pools and hot tub installation also.
Yeah.
It's going to be like hot tub, pool electrical installation. Did I get it right?
Hot tub installation and underground and above ground swimming pool installation. Underground and above ground, you know, above ground, because you have two installations. You can go underground or you could have self-contained, like above ground pools. You know what I mean?
Yep. So is it going to be like above ground swimming pool electrical installation?
Yes.
Okay. And also, let me just add it here. We have pool electrical installation, hot tub electrical installation, and temporary electrical services on the ground and above ground swimming pool electrical installation, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you okay with this for now, or do you have any other keywords?
Yes. For now, that's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, Sebastian, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
What is it?
Can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors? So we can add here earlier, you mentioned that this is a
commitment,
woman's own, right? Commitment.
Commitment, quality, reliable, women-owned business. I mean, whatever you guys think.
Okay, this is a good start. Commitment, quality, reliability, woman-owned, and I may add, do you offer free estimates?
This is, I charge $75. This is something like last year I tell you this, I did over 300 estimates. The time I put in, the gas, and everything, it didn't work at all. So I charge $75, which is, I think, a fair price for an estimate. I'm trying to adopt this option. You know, sometimes work, sometimes don't, but, you know, I'm not losing all the way when I go to an estimate. I drive 45 minutes and, you know, people sometimes just want to see the price and they're not serious about doing it. You know what I mean? So sometimes that actually gives you, so it depends. I don't, whatever you think it's going to work, at the beginning.
Okay. No, if you don't offer free estimates, we'll just skip it here. I don't want to put here that you offer free estimates because people might get misled. Okay, so we'll just skip that part. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Sounds good. Is this locally owned and operated?
What does that mean, locally?
Like, this is locally owned here on your, in New Jersey, in Hapatcong, New Jersey, Lake Hapatcong, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good, sounds good. We have a very good description to start, and do you have a mission statement? Okay, do you want to hear a few samples that are prepared for you? Okay.
Yes.
So I got it here, Sebastian. Let me just pull up it. So I got here at RYB Electric LLC. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. And we have the second one at RYB Electric LLC. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the third one is at RYB Electric LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from my samples that I have prepared?
Can you read them again?
Yes, sure. Please. I have at RYB Electric LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The next one is at RYB Electric.
I think the first one I think is the best.
Gotcha. So let's have the first one. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
I think, hold on. Yeah. Okay. One second.
Mm-hmm. You just take your time.
It's commitment and quality service.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Commitment?
Mm-hmm.
And quality of service.
Okay, commitment and quality service?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for that. And how many years have
you
been in
business? I think it's quality of service. Three.
That's commitment and quality of service?
Quality of service, yeah.
Okay. Quality of service. That's commitment and quality of service.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
Over two.
Okay, so you started this 2024?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to include this? Do we have to say this in the website? Can we buy it?
If you don't, if you're not comfortable, we're going to hide it for you.
Yeah, because nobody needs to know. Who cares about, you know?
Gotcha. All right.
It's not about how long. It's about the price, you know?
Yes. And how many years of experience do you have? But we're going to hide it anyway, if you're not comfortable.
Over 20. Over 20.
Over 20. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, that's nice. Do you want to include it to the website so people can know that you have that years of experience?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Okay, so you have over 20 years of experience, but you don't want to include on your website that the business started 2024, correct?
Yeah, not really. I don't know if it's a good idea or not.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a benefit with this or if it's not.
Okay. Actually, if you would like to know my suggestion, if people will check that the business started just 2024, but you have over 20 years of experience, that is actually a good point. And if they will see that your Google Business profile have a lot of good reviews and you only started 2024, and that is also a good point, right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that would actually benefit or would actually... Nah, I just don't know. This is something you guys have
done. Well, anyway, if you're not comfortable with having it shown, we can always work with it for you. Okay. Anyways, I'm noting it here. And how many people work with your company?
It's me and I have a helper. It's the people for now. I mean, you know, we're still growing.
Well, it doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation
five.
Of your company. Okay. You get a good number. You have five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good number here. And do you work at residential, commercial, or both?
Both. Industrial, too.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to confirm, Sebastian, that I got the correct hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Saturday, so you're 7 a.m. to 6. Is this correct?
Let's take out Saturday. I don't know if we should keep Saturday. And I don't know if we should keep it so late. Maybe put it to 4:30, 5.
Okay. So you want to do 7 a.m. To 4:30 or 5 p.m.?
Yeah, 5 p.m.
Okay. And that's only Monday.
What do you guys think?
If you operate with these hours, and that would be okay. And if you want to include Saturdays, we can put it here until Fridays. But do you want me to put it here that on Sundays you do by appointments?
Yeah, appointments I can make any day, 7 days a week. I don't mind for a phone call, you know, but if I gotta send somebody, then no.
Okay, how about this? How about on Sundays? Are you closed or don't mean to put it? How about this? My suggestion. For Monday to Fridays, you do 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturdays and Sundays, you do by appointment. So people can still try to reach out.
Yes, cool.
Okay, let's work that way. And for the payment methods that you do accept, that would be cash, checks, cards, and Zelle. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so now that we have your business information, Sebastian, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time, so you will appear everywhere but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Whatever you recommend.
Okay, let's work with the first option. I highly recommend it. Alrighty. Let's work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So now let's cover your Google Business profile, Sebastian. This is your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So your business is located in Lake Hapatcong, New Jersey. So for this, Which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And of course, I wanted to give my suggestion since I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work
on
that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sounds good. Can you provide me 5 cities or 5 zip codes that you would like to dominate?
I mean, 5 zip codes where I live, they vary, for example,
how about cities? We can work with cities.
Okay, Dover, for example.
Okay.
Morristown. Mm-hmm. Morristown. Hackettstown.
Hapakong, okay.
Hackettstown.
Okay.
So these are like within my range. So that's like right next to me, you know. We can put Newton. We can put Sparta.
Let me add it here. One moment. So we already have here 4. Just one moment. I think I haven't added the next that you mentioned. So I have Dover, Morristown, Hackettstown, and Hapakong, correct?
Hapakong, you can put Newton and Sparta.
Sparta and Newton?
Yeah.
Sparta and Newton.
I think I have more than I have there.
Just one moment. Let me add here real quick. Okay. All right. We have 6 right now. New Vern. So that's, I just want to make sure. Is it New Vernon, New Jersey?
New Vernon?
Oh, yep. I got it here correctly. New Vernon, and the one was Sparta.
No, no.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Newton.
Oh, Newton, not New Vernon. Okay, Newton.
No.
All right, let me just change it here. So we have 6 already, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I put more?
How many are you going to add?
Maybe I can put West Milford.
Let me add it here real quick. That's going to be West Milford. Let me add. Okay.
Or maybe Danville.
Danville?
Yeah.
Okay, let's add Danville here. So I have 8 now. That's Dover, Morristown, Hapakong, Hackettstown, Sparta, Newton, West Milford, and Danville.
Correct.
All right. And let's talk about your Google Business profile. I do see that you have your Google Business profile. And do you have access to your Google Business profile?
Yes.
Sounds good. And can you add SS Manager so we can optimize your Google Business profile?
Yes. How do I do that?
Great. Okay. So I will ask you to go to your Google Business profile. Are you already on your Google Business profile now?
No.
Okay. Can you go to your Google Business profile?
At the moment?
Oh, if you will not be able to do it right now, would you like me to send you an email?
Let me see something. One second. Don't hang up. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I have my wife on the phone. She's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what we need to what do we need to do when
okay.
it comes to the is it when we look at the manager, is it you're gonna be in full control or how is it gonna
oh. You're gonna be still the primary owner, but we will need the manager access so we can optimize your Google business profile and help you to be on the first page.
Can you hear, baby? You hear on the, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what can you explain to my wife? We can do it now, being on the phone.
Yep. May I have your wife's name so I can adjust her properly?
Tatiana.
My Tatiana.
Tatiana. Okay. Hi, Tatiana. So
Hi.
Thank you so much for jumping in. So, yep. So with regards to the Google Business Profile, since you signed up with the local search engine optimization services with us here in Local Splash, we will need you to add the system manager to your Google Business Profile so we can optimize. Okay, so that means to say we will optimize you with the keywords that we just discussed, with the services that you offered. We just discussed earlier with Sebastian. So once you have added SS Manager, my team will optimize your Google Business Profile to help you to be on the first page on the Google page, okay? So even if you will be added SS Manager, you will still have full access because you are the primary owner.
Yeah, correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you have access? And can you add this as manager? Would you like me to walk you through right now, or do you want me to send you an email? What do you prefer?
Okay. No, yes. It's better that you send me email so I can add correctly with the name. Specify that we want to add to like a manager. I don't want to make any mistake. It's better like this. I'm
gotcha.
Gonna record the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, okay, you want to have access to Already Electric in Google. For example, since we want to add photos, we pass you these photos to you and you add to the Google account, for example. It's just example.
Yep. If you want to add it yourself, you can actually add because you still have full access. But if you want us to help you with that, you can send photos and we can work on that.
Okay, so, okay, no, I mean, just ask in case something.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what is your job in the website Google, in Google profile? What do you want to do exactly?
So what we're going to do exactly is we will our Google team will optimize your Google business profile. So in the back end, we will work with the keywords that we just discussed earlier with Sebastian. For example, you do provide electrical services, correct? So when we optimize, that means to say when people with potential clients are looking for your service and they will type it on Google, then we will help you to be on the first page. So they will see your account in the list of the first page.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I understand. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Just send me the email now.
I'm going to send you the email.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Send me, and I can do now, actually, because I'm on the computer. So I can
All right.
do it.
I'm going to send you the email that is going to be through rybelectric@outlook.com. Okay, so let me just send it to you right now. The email says, grant us access. Important, please add us to your Google Business Profile. And if ever you want me to walk you through, just let me know.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so I already sent it?
Yes.
And I got a question.
Okay. Yes.
I have a question. The way we set up that number, 862, associated with the lead, is it possible somehow we can include my wife's phone number and she could be notified at the same time that I've got a lead or something like that or not?
Good question. For that, Sebastian, we want to make sure that for now it will be received through one phone number because we don't want the system to mess up for now, but he can always check the leads on the dashboard.
Okay,
you can always
can you also,
the dashboard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And can you also explain my wife about the domain of the website? That
okay.
Right now we're going to be, you guys creating a new website because it's going to obtain the domain from the other company. And
yes.
Actually, new website will be with a different name, will be RYB Electric LLC until the other domain will expire, correct?
Yep. So this is what we're going to do, Tatiana. We will be working with a new different domain name. So you don't have any access to your old domain name, right?
No,
you don't have the access
no,
at the rybelectric.com.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I am disputing.
So,
yeah, they don't let them free the domain.
Mm.
They don't answer. So I want to wait.
Okay.
And we always have the window in case we obtain the domain. We can remove, because right now we're going to be LLC. We can always remove the LLC moving forward, correct?
We can always change, yes, we can always change the domain name. So for now, we can create a website without a domain name. So for temporary purposes, we created you a domain name that is the RYBelectricLLC.com. So you will see your site up and running. And then again, if the RYBelectric.com will be available or if you will have access to that domain name, just let us know so we can go ahead and apply the website that we created through that domain name.
Okay.
And
about the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, so that's how it
yes.
works. Just let us know.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're going to have... access, you know, maybe you have the compound, you have all the modifications to the website, but we don't want to repeat the same history, you know. We want to have access with the domain.
Yes, of course.
Website. We don't have any, you know, any issue in the future in case something. So I agree. I'm full agree.
Yep. Actually, sounds good.
Okay. No, go ahead. Tell me.
Yep. So this is what we're going to do. If ever you'll be able to get in touch with the old company who is holding your domain name, and if ever you will purchase that domain name from them or if you have the full ownership, you can actually give us the domain access and we can work on applying the website. And if ever it gets expired and the RYBelectric.com is going to be available and we can have it for you, we will purchase that for you. And if you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to get this domain name, you can have it from us for $99, one-time fee, and you can keep that.
Okay, this is in case that you do it.
You can. In case that we cancel. In case we do it on our end, that we do, once the domain name is available and we purchase it ourselves.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
So, like,
Let me understand. If we do the domain and we act to you, it's different. But if you do it, we need to pay the domain in case. Correct? This is what I
Yes, mean. But if you will provide us the domain credentials, for example, you will buy the domain from the old company that was working on that and you will give us access, you're not going to pay any $99 once you cancel.
This is the point.
This is
the point that I don't have access. You listen, baby?
Wait,
Dom. We can wait a little bit, maybe this week, you know, and we see if the company let them free the domain. Because actually the website is functional. It had our address, our email address, our cell phone, all the information to the company here. So I try to dispute the, not even with the marketing company. It's just with GoDaddy. GoDaddy is the GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to pay anything right now. We will be creating a website for no fee for you right now. Just in case.
But in the future, if we want to, we leave Local Splash and we want to get the website, there would be a fee of $99 to hold on to the website.
Yeah, I understand. But we'll be awesome that we have just one domain, you know, baby, because
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's RYB LLC is sounds good, it's the same, you know, but IYB is more, is the first one. And with
yeah.
I don't will I lose, but I can. I mean,
can you explain,
right now,
can you also explain to my wife about creating a separate Google email through Google instead of through Outlook?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, I see that the one that you are using right now is not a Gmail email. You're using a rybelectric@outlook.com. And it's actually very helpful if you do have a Gmail email, because that is needed for Google verification purposes. So if you can create a Gmail email and let us know once you have a Gmail email, that would be very helpful.
Okay.
For our Google team.
But the point is that RYB Electric Upload is I know what you mean. It's more friendly, you know. Google with Gmail is the same. But Outlook is even in everything, you know. I don't know if this new email, Gmail, is for marketing purpose, because no words actually in the invoice. In the receipt, everything is in Outlook. So
okay, so you are comfortable with the Outlook.com already?
No, I mean,
in a way,
awesome. I mean, I don't have any problem with Gmail, but the point is that Outlook is in our marketing, you know, in the invoice. In the speaker that we have new speaker for, you know, for the job. We have printer, everything. Actually, we have a new 200 invoice already printed recently, and it's in Outlook.com. So we can change. Not because I don't want it, because it's already Outlook.
Yes, I got your point. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll let our team know then, since that is the email that you use and everything is associated to that email already, and we don't want it to mess up, right? So, yep, I will let our team know that we stick with your Outlook.com here. And let me see. So, yeah, do you have any other concerns or questions with regards to the website and other concerns so I can help you and could answer your questions? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, in case in this process the domain getting free, what we want to do? We can replace the domain. We wanna. What do you wanna do in case?
Okay. So, what do you mean? Like free? Do you mean if the rybelectric.com will be available to buy
for us? Yes, we are the domain.
Okay. For example, if it will get expired from the subscription, and if it will be available to buy, if you will let us know, we can purchase this for you. And you will not be paying as long as you're with us, okay?
My question is this. How can we check when does it expire? Is there any way you can check this on the website or somehow?
Actually, I am checking on the GoDaddy right now, and that's the reason why we can't purchase it earlier, Sebastian, because it was already owned by you. I mean, someone already owned it, so we can't have it here on our end. So that's the reason why. And if it is available, we will not actually be notified, but we will manually check that.
Okay, but my question is this only somehow specialist at the moment, right now? And
I'm sorry?
When is it going to expire?
The rybelectric.com?
Yeah. Because we don't know when it...
How I can know when the website expired? There in a way in GoDaddy that I can know when the website expired exactly?
For that, we have to check it here. Let me see. Because once it is expired, once it is available, when we search for it to purchase, it will actually be available. But the people who knows about the expiration of the these domain name is the one who purchased it and created it for you. But let me see. I think I do see the expiration. Let me just pull it up real quick. I think it expires on the 18th of July.
Of this year?
This year.
So.
Because I'm actually pulling up your GoDaddy right now. The domain name under GoDaddy.
I am in GoDaddy too.
Yep.
Domain. Okay, yeah, maybe you know more than me. I tried to look this. I can see. But if you tell me the expiry, you can give me this date, please, exactly?
Yes, that's going to be on the 18th of July, 2026.
So, in that moment, will be free?
Yes.
Okay, question.
Let me check.
Yeah,
what's your question?
Okay. RYB Electric, okay, look, this name, when he get him free, any people he can purchase or just us?
Yes, I will have to verify. I will ask our website team if once this will be expired, any people will be able to purchase this or only you. Okay,
yeah,
let me just.
We are. This is my dispute actually with GoDaddy. I want to send all the documentation, the license number, the LLC, all the invoice, all the proof that we are the rightful owner to this website, this domain. So they are still in process.
Okay. Let me just check with our website team one moment. Be available. I will let you know once I hear from them.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm relying from their expertise because I wanted to give you correct information actually. Okay. All right, so I just left them a message. Okay, so do you have any other concerns or questions?
With the Google email, what do you want to do, baby? You want to create one, or can we hold on with
email,
the...
I mean, his purposes for internal purposes, not a problem, but for marketing purposes, no worries, because...
Yes. For marketing purposes, we have your outlook.com.
That's correct. That's it.
Yes.
We can change like this. We recently printed 200 invoices. We have the cars and everything say outlook. We can change like this.
Gotcha. Okay, so yep, I just hear from my team, and it's she said that it's usually after 30 days it will be purchased, but it depends who hosts the domain.
What does that mean?
Okay, so I will have to verify it if under GoDaddy, if it was hosted under GoDaddy, we can purchase it or anyone can purchase that. Just have it.
So really, it would be really up to GoDaddy, right?
Yes. So we will have to
allow to allow who can purchase it, right?
Yes. So hold on.
The point is that when we open the business, baby, we don't have the skill with this stuff. You know, now we know.
Yeah.
Actually, they open this website with the money that we give in the beginning, remember?
Yeah, right. There was money. So And in reality, they mentioned that, you know, if we ever leave them, the website would stay with us. But the point is, that never happened.
What do they mean? They mean the website will stay with you, or
yes,
the domain name?
They would give it. Yeah, they would give it the privileges and everything to us. But that never happened. We never reached that point because they are unreachable. We can't get in touch with anybody.
Okay. There's also, it's actually different for a domain name and the website. As I have mentioned earlier, for example, if you wanted to cancel your services and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can keep the domain name and not the website, because the website that we will be creating, we will be taking it down. So that means to say you can keep the domain name and you can have anyone create the website for you.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. I just wanted
to
let you know.
It's two things. It's the name and the website.
It's two things and the website. It's a different thing. The domain name is not the website. You need to have a domain name for you to be able to have a website. Okay? That's what we did earlier. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You understand, baby?
Not too much. I don't know if you can repeat. Domain and the website is two different things.
Yes. So let's say, for example, your domain name is called rybelectric.com. That is your domain name, correct? And your website is how your website looks like right now. The design, the layout, that is your website.
The logo.
Yep,
correct.
Everything that you see
correct.
On your site. So if ever you wanted to, like, cancel services from a marketing or cancel services from us and you wanted to keep your domain name, you can keep the domain name, the rybelectricllc.com, but you will only be able to keep that domain name and you will have someone create you a new layout or a new website. So it means to say we will be taking out how our website is created.
You understand?
Yes, and you can have anyone create a new layout for your website using the domain name. So people can still search on your domain name, but it is already a different layout or a different design.
Yes,
that's how it works.
And the, yes, and the address to the website should be changed in case, you know. Don't will be RYB Electric. In this case, we want to put LLC.
Because we don't have the name, ownership of the name. So this
correct.
Is why we got to add this LLC. But in July 18th, this will expire. So Local Flash is going to be able to change it over to RY Electric. Remove the,
is available, if it would let us purchase, okay, because it depends on the host.
Yeah, but we need a decision now what we want to do exactly, because when I say now, maybe this week or in 2 weeks, because since we want to use this website, we want to use for marketing purpose, you know?
So we can actually, right now, I am creating you the rybelectric.llc.com temporarily, so that you can have the website, because the website is very needed. This is very important for your marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Anyways, once the website is available, I mean the domain name is available, we can still work with that. You don't have to worry. Our website team can change the domain name.
And even now, when you guys designing the website, it's actually free, right? So we don't have to.
Yeah, so you're not gonna pay anything for now, as long as you're with us with your subscription.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, we can, I don't know, we can take a decision, I don't know, later, or we see, because we don't know. Maybe, okay, we can have LLC, not a problem. Actually, this is the correct name to the company, LLC. The point is that if somebody used this name in the future for his own business, for example, some other company, open business with the same name to us, they can use this domain. I don't know if
you they can do it in New Jersey. Yes, but Tatiana, in New Jersey you can't. Because our name is already in New Jersey. For New Jersey, we keep this name. We pay for keeping that name. Nationwide, worldwide, yes, of course you can.
Worldwide, you have this domain name.
A worldwide?
Yeah, you own this because you already own the domain name. So when people are going to search for this is going to be yours if you own this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know that.
I don't know. Yes, I'm a little bit stuck because I like LLC. I mean, I wear the LLC. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But in the future, if you change the corporation, you got to change the... You know, the point is that Local Splash is giving us options that we can keep it. We can buy it all for $99. And my question is, can we buy it, for example, now and keep the ownership now?
No.
Yes, of course. If you wanted to keep the ownership, you can have it. But anyways, you're still with us. You have this domain name. This is linked to your account. So I suggest if ever you do cancel your services and you wanted to keep the domain name, let us know. You will have full ownership once you pay for the $99.
Okay. So what would be the other question we got to go through today?
Oh, if you want to pay it now, we can also process that.
I don't know, Tatiana.
Not yet, because the old domain is in process. Maybe they get let them free, you know? Because
my question is even if they let it out, you know, the only thing is, I understand we don't have to pay now because if they let it out, we never going to have to pay the $99.
Correct. So let me wait a little bit like this week
that
they answer. Mm-hmm. Because I am reach out this straight with GoDaddy, not with Dream Marketing.
Okay.
I straight. So maybe they let them free. Maybe they give me access, you know. Will be awesome because I just give this info to Splash and they have, you know, they manage the domain. But we are
okay.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I just wanted to confirm, do you want us to continue creating a website with the LLC, with the RYBElectricLLC.com temporarily, or would you like me to hold it up for now and wait for your feedback in a week?
Let me hold a week. So far, we want to handle just Google, okay, Google profile. I want to give access you to do whatever you need. We want to work with the old domain that actually is in the Google profile. RYBElectric.com because it's not,
we would have changed that either. The same, we would have to change it to Google perspective, you know?
Okay.
Yes, we need to change. We need to change. So it's not, let me wait a little bit. Since they answer, maybe they...
All right. Yep, we can actually do that. So for now, we will promote your website as it is, your domain name as it is, and if ever you already own the domain, give us a call so we can create a layout for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So
let me add to you Google Splash, and you want to have manager in Google profile, okay?
Yes. And also aside from that, you will also add us as admin to your Facebook business page. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yes, we have
Facebook,
and we have Instagram too.
Okay, because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of the package. So for us to be able to run ads, you need to add us as admin to your Facebook business page, okay? And I'm going to send you an email with regards to that so that you can provide us access for both. Would that be okay?
Awesome. Yeah, not a
problem. All right. Okay. So, yep, I'm going to go ahead and continue the onboarding. I will have both of you, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, sounds
awesome.
Good. All right.
I got a question. When I give the access to Facebook or Instagram or both, right? I can give the contract include Instagram or just Facebook?
Facebook, just Facebook. We'll be running your ads
for
Facebook.
Perfect. So what exactly your job in Facebook? What do you want to do exactly in this page?
Good question. Okay. Uh-huh. So for your Facebook page, we will actually optimize your Facebook page once you add us as admin to your Facebook business page. So that means to say when we optimize, we'll make sure that we have consistent listings, because that is very helpful. Okay, so we will only optimize, but you can keep on uploading photos and look and make your Facebook business page look active. Okay, and after that, we'll be running your Facebook ads. Because you do have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, correct?
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So you do have Facebook ads. So we'll be running ads for you. So that means to say, you will not be able to see how your Facebook ads look like on your Facebook page because you are not the target market. But you will see your Facebook ads, how it looks like on your dashboard, okay? So we will be running the Facebook ads to the target market on the area that we will be working that you wanted to target. So people scrolling Facebook and they will see your ads and they will, that will come through as a lead if ever they'd be interested. So they will have to either fill in a form on your Facebook ad or call you on your Facebook ad or send you a message through Messenger. So you will receive leads on your Facebook ad because we'll be running ads for you.
Okay, yes. Oh,
yes.
So,
uh-huh.
No, that's fine.
And who's
going to
and who's gonna take
it? Let me to know how I can access to you, okay, to Facebook.
Yeah, so let me just send the email right now, okay? So you will have two things to do. Add us as admin to your Facebook business page and then grant us the manager access to your Google business profile, okay? So let me send it to you right now. It says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm sending it to you right now, and you should receive it in a moment, and you can add us later if you have time. And again, if you need assistance, you can always let us know if you want me to walk you through. And on that email, that is a secure one-click link to grant us partner access to your Facebook business page. So... okay, so we're asking you the partner access. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know.
Okay, right. My question is, you guys of the Facebook account, you're not going to take, like, the ownership. We're still going to be as a home.
You are the owner. We only have the admin access so that we can run the ads.
Oh, admin.
Yes,
right?
Only admin access. And, we know that your Facebook business page is linked to your personal Facebook, correct?
It's linked, yes, it's a link to the personal Facebook. I create some, not personal to Sebastian, but I create some personal and I add RAB.
Gotcha.
Like
it's actually...
business account.
Uh-huh. Because actually, when on that link that I sent you, it will ask you to log in to the Facebook business, to the Facebook page that is linked to the personal, to the business page. So it will ask you to log into the personal Facebook, but you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with the business Facebook page through the link that I sent you. Because it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access. So basically, the reason why we sent you the link is so that we will not be able to touch anything. Because that is a personal thing, and we don't want to mess anything with your account, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just create this name. It's a random personal page. Just for create RYB, but it's not the real personal page Facebook to my husband, Sebastian.
That's okay.
For security, I just create this.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
All right, so that sounds good.
I understand.
Uh-huh. All right.
I understand.
So, and we can continue the onboarding right now. So, we're on the Google Business Profile. So, I sent you the email. And once you add this as manager, I will actually receive a notification. Okay, so you can add this later if you have time. And also, Sebastian and Tatiana, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google Profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
I guess yes, right?
Amazing. I wanted to maximize what we offer, especially that it is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. So if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Earlier, Sebastian said that you do have a Yelp page, correct?
We did, but like I said, I'm not active anymore. I have 2 reviews over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing any business with Yelp at the moment. I have access to their website. I can always reopen it, but it's just I didn't find any profit. I didn't get any work I liked, and they charge a lot of money. So I kind of stopped the service. The website exists. I think it's valid. I can go and reactivate things, but yes, that's what it is.
Okay. All right. So you do have a Yelp page, but you have access, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you to keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, our team can optimize your Yelp page for a better lead flow. Would you like us to optimize your Yelp profile, or would you like to skip that? Since you mentioned earlier that you don't want to do that for now. Okay.
Skip it.
It'll be okay.
You guys can, if it's possible to move the reviews from Yelp into Google profile, I would appreciate it. I don't know if that's possible.
Actually, I will have to check it with our team, but you can always send a link to your old clients for them to leave. Yes, you can always send them a link.
Yeah, but it's been a while. It's been a while. Sometimes they don't remember.
Baby, listen. Look, we had a review in Angie, we had review in Network, we had review in Yelp, we had review in eLocal. So I don't know if you can, maybe, not now, but in the future, we can add in this review from the...
Yeah, that's what I'm asking Local Flash if they can do it for us. Because we had a discussion before that you guys do offer that kind of service, right?
Yes,
you were asking for...
This review, he can be visible, you know, not necessarily the people, because not all the people have account in Angie, or they just want to read the review. So I know that there are ways that you can see the review. We had access to the system, to Angie or
is that possible? You guys can move this to Google reviews, like we have 40. Would it be possible to move Angie reviews, Yelp to Google profile? Is that something you guys offer as a service? Because you did mention something you guys do, right or not?
Oh, the one that we can help you is the one when we take down the bad reviews on your Google business profile, the one that you just asked earlier. I asked our team if that would be possible, but transporting reviews from other platforms, I will have to check if that would be possible.
Okay, if you can, just let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, but,
and also about the one review. We have all documentation about that one review, the 2-star review, which is false. It's faulty. It's not accurate. The guy is just, I think he's very well known for leaving bad reviews and trying to take advantage. You know, some people profit from this, and I think this guy, that's what he does. When you go on his profile, you can see he leaves bad reviews for everybody. Some hotels like Holiday Inn, they even offered him, you know, free nights, and he will still not change the review. So if it's possible, if you guys can remove that bad review, it would be very nice.
Yep, I'm actually leaving a message for our team for us to be able to work with that, but we will need the manager access first, okay? So we can work on that.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I'm leaving them a message if that would be possible also so we can help you because you mentioned earlier that actually, I checked your Google reviews. You have a very good 5-star reviews, and only that one has the 2 reviews on it.
Yes.
2 stars on it.
A lie.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm asking help for our Google team for that. All right.
Okay, thank you.
And very much welcome. And let's talk about your Facebook ads. So we are skipping Yelp. So let's talk about your Facebook ads, okay? So you do have a Facebook ads included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
That's something that my wife decision. You want them to, or you wanna, I don't, or you wanna be part and you wanna be explain everything down the road, how they do, you wanna outright them, do the thing. I don't, is that something we can be like part of what you guys do to the Facebook ads, meaning let's say you're doing
a
change.
Like you want to do changes? Yes, you can always add
changes. Yeah, like let's say you guys wanna, you feel like we need to make a change to the Facebook ads. Can you, let's say, reach out to my wife, be like, hey, this is what we're doing,
actually,
this is how we...
Actually, Facebook page you want to see when you had access is very, you know, it's a white sheet. You want to see, you can do whatever you want. There is with photo, with, I mean, it's something that we can develop together because it's a, just create this for, yeah, for had a way to the people contact, but we no are really feeding too much this part of the business, Facebook. So mm-hmm. any idea is welcome, okay? Any idea
okay.
that you can give, just preserve, we want to add the motto to the company and keep
mm-hmm.
the colors, you know, yellow.
Yeah,
we want to keep the colors to the company that actually is yellow and black, and we see anything is
welcome. Yeah, for your Facebook page, actually, we will only, like, optimize. But if you want to do changes in your Facebook page, you can always do that. But for the Facebook ads, that's the one that we will be working directly. We're working, we will run ads for you. Okay, for your Facebook page, we will optimize, but you can keep it look active.
Yes. Okay, when you say optimize, it's just that you want to give visualization. That you want to give to the people, see the website, this is, the page.
When we say optimize, that means to say our back end, our team, our Facebook team will be working on the keyword. So when your people on Facebook, some people on the Facebook search for services, right, on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So when they search for your service, they can find your business online. So that's how it works. That's what we're going to do with your
okay.
Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
So the updating to the page is count with us. You need to do.
Yeah. So but we need your admin access so we can run the ads.
Yeah, yeah.
So when
mm-hmm. I want to do it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So
gotcha. I understand.
That's how
so,
it works. Okay, so would you like a team to handle the ad campaign for you right now? Creative team handle your Facebook ads, how it looks like?
Yeah, give me a minute because I'm a little bit busy now, but I want to give you access for both Google Business and Facebook, okay, for you to start
gotcha.
Working about it, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You can add this whenever you'd be available. But I do hope you can add this as soon as possible. Okay. Thank
yes.
you
what
for
is
that.
Your name?
Nikki.
Is your name? How?
Nikki.
Sorry, you can repeat. Nikki.
Nikki. N I K K I.
Okay.
Nikki. Yep.
Nikki.
Yes.
Okay.
Nikki.
Nikki. You have some. Because I received the email, but it's local splash support. You have a special, since I can talk with you, how I can...
Access.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
find you, since you have some kind of cell
phone. Oh, yeah, you can call me with this phone number, 877-635-6225. My extension is 6628, but if I'm not available, you can always ask my team. My team can help you if you have concerns, but if you would like to talk to me, just let them know that you want to talk with Nikki, and if I'm not available, I will give you a call back.
Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
Okay, yes. No, it's just because... You know, I don't, I want to create a relationship with you. We have a history. I don't want to be lost with other agents, you know. I just...
Yep, if you want to talk to me, just let them know that you want to talk to me.
Yeah, what is your extension?
That's 6628.
6628, perfect. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you.
Very much welcome.
Okay.
So, yep, I'm going to continue asking you. Anyways, we have something left. I just want to make sure that we will complete the onboarding. So make sure that we will set up your account perfectly, okay? And for your Facebook, yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah, because you asked if you want us to give you authorization to run the Facebook campaign. I don't think my wife gave you the answer. If you guys change over to the permission to access, what do you think, baby, about the whole campaign? Do you want to allow Local Splash to run it completely for us, or you want to be a part of, or you want to do it yourself? I never got the answer. So I want to
No, baby, that is... I mean, we need feeding the page, you know, we need start put picture, you know, videos, stuff like that.
But yeah, but they're going to, the Local Splash is going to do that, right? You guys going to do this for us.
Oh, you can actually do that on your end because you are going to work, that is your Facebook business page. So we encourage you to keep it look active, keep on uploading photos because we will be running the ads for you. The Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads is a different thing, and you have your Facebook.
Can you explain what does that mean, the Facebook ads? What is that?
Okay.
Mean?
So the Facebook ads, this is what your potential clients will see. They will see an ad on their account. So when they scroll on Facebook, they will, if they're part of the target market, they will see your ads. So, for example, they will see, you need an electrician today, hit message, or they can there's a form fill on the Facebook ad. There's three lead response method. Okay. So there is what we call as form fill calls or Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So when they fill in a form in your Facebook ad, the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And if you will select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Yes, and if you do want to have the Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app, and that is a great way also to get your responses faster to interact with your customers if they message you directly through your Facebook ad. But if you would like to know our recommendation, we highly recommend the form fill on your Facebook ad because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
The one you say. Can you make that decision? Oh, you want me to make a decision?
We can.
I think that the one that you, the most, that the first one, the which one was it, the formal?
Yeah, the form fill. Yes, the form fill. Your clients will fill
the
in form.
The form fill. Yeah,
yes.
That's the most popular one, right?
Yes, this is the most popular one,
And this is what you guys recommend too, in a way.
We highly recommend the form fill because it gives you better tracking. Okay, so let's work with the form fill with your Facebook ad.
Okay, and this is the way that you want to track him when you make appointment, correct?
Yes, like when your clients will make appointment on your, this is only for the Facebook ads, okay? So for your Facebook ads, if you will choose the form fill, your potential customers will fill in the form on the Facebook ads that we will be running for you. So once they fill in the information on the Facebook ad, you will receive a notification via email and SMS. So once you receive a notification from that ad that they filled in, you can give them a call.
Okay.
Yeah, to check if they will be, if they wanted you to do this, if they want you to do the service. So that's how the ad works.
Okay, no. Mm-hmm. I want to learn in the process because we never do this. So we'll see how I know.
Yes, that's okay. You can always ask about that. Well, anyways, our team will work with the Facebook ads. But if you have concerns or any changes with the ads, you can always work on that. Okay? For now, we can have the creative team set up the Facebook ads for you so that we can run this because we do have a time frame to follow. And after that, we will be optimizing. So we wanted to make sure that your Facebook ads will run to the correct target market that we want you to have. Okay.
No, that's fine. I think Nikki, the mm-hmm. best, the best. I don't know how to say, the best weapon that we had our idea at that moment is the review, okay?
Our review
are good in Google, in Yelp, in eLocal, in all these platforms. So for now, I would like, if it's possible, this review can be visible in Google. No, maybe the links work. We can provide the link, but there's some kind of way that you can see a little shorty review to the people can see, have visualization about, all these, oh my God, sorry, my son.
That's okay.
We can, to the people can see a little bit short sentence about how was his experience with RIB, you know? We have, I think, over.
Oh, include in a website.
Correct, in
like
the website.
Review.
You know, some people don't have, you can provide the link, absolutely, not a problem, but some people don't have account in these platforms, you know. They don't have account in Angie, they don't have account. And sometimes for see this review, you need have account. You need have account in this place for you see the review. We want that this review can... You can see little sentence, you know?
Actually, in the dashboard.
In the gotcha,
I got your
profile.
Point.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you are. You're
splitting. Actually, I got your point. Actually, as what we have discussed with Sebastian earlier, I asked him if we will be promoting all your reviews on the website. So that is how it works. Even if the client doesn't have any Yelp profile or any Angie's, they will be able to see those reviews on the website that we will be putting on, especially the Google business, outside Google reviews, we'll be putting the reviews of Yelp, reviews of Angie's on your website once we will
be
creating.
I can even pass you. I can even pass you my email, you know, but I don't know how put because this is programming something. I don't know how to do
that. That's okay. I was able to pull up your Yelp and your Angie's. I was able to pull up the link. Yes.
And this is some kind of idea that I had in my mind for do it in the website in the future, you know. We see this in our idea.
We will. I actually left a note here on our website team that we will be adding reviews on your website once we will be the one who will create your website. For now, we will not be able to do that because we will be promoting your website as is for now. Correct? Because you're not decided yet because you're still checking for your domain name.
No, that's fine. Okay. That's
okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys,
and
I need to leave. I go uptime.
Okay.
Hello, baby.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you keep in talking. I go with the baby. So thank you,
okay.
Nikki.
Thank you,
Tiana.
Yes,
I wanna give access. Okay, give me maybe a couple 1 hour. Forgive you, and we progress. Okay, on the way we wanna start improving.
Gotcha. Yep. And if you have concerns, you can always reach out to me or to us. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you,
Nikki. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye for now, Tiana. Yep, and we're going to continue the client interview right here, Sebastian. And you can always let her know if she have any questions, okay? All right. So we are setting you up with the Facebook form, Phil, and I'm noting it here also that you have some photos that you can send, correct? Hello? 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 Sebastian, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?